World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Man, I'm fired up this morning. It's only 7 o'clock, 7 a.m. Eastern time. Sun's come up. Got about the 38th day in a row of rain. Sky-high grass is up to my elbows, literally. But other than that, we're doing great here. And man, we are on the... Folks, if you're part of this, whatever this thing is we have here this morning, you're on the cutting edge. You're on the freaking cutting edge. I'm telling you. And I'm not saying it to pat myself on the back, but I jump on, you know, I get in the Lord, just let the words of our lips and the meditation of our heart be pleasing in your sight. I get up in the morning, I say, Lord, what do you want me to do this morning? What would you like me to talk about today? Guide me to what you want. And friends, I want you to know something. All those people who are laughing at you, making fun of you, you can go back. And you could go back and watch. This is show number, what is it, Spencer? I put it up there. So 2,404. Is that right, Spence? 2,400 shows. And, you know, we've missed it. We've missed it a little bit, but we ain't missed it much. No, we ain't missed it much. And you think about, I mean, you talk about the whole thing going on with COVID and all that stuff and not taking the shot. And hey, Spencer, real quick, I'm going to do it right now. It's 1, 2, 3, the third one down. I'm not going to get into it today, but you all guys need to read that. 1, 2, it says government new. Did you know? Look, you got to watch this. I'm not going to play it now, okay? The government admits it knew COVID back shots were a fraud. The government admits it. They knew it from the get-go.
Boom.
Think about all the people who laughed at you and called you a conspiracy theorist and all that stuff that they put. I got more stuff. I'm going to tell you something. Laugh if you want to. It'll be proven true. We ain't never been on the moon. We ain't never been on the moon. I'm telling you, if you want to believe that, you can go ahead and believe it, right? Understand this. Satan is a liar. He's the father of lies. Satan's job is deception. Lies, deception, and fear. Remember we talked about that, the Wizard of Oz, lions and tigers and bears. Oh my, no. Lies, deception, and fear. Because why? Satan is in an eternal battle to conquer God's kingdom. And the only way he can conquer God's kingdom is... lies. The only way you can do it. And so I proudly sit behind this program at 2,404 shows, and I'm going to tell you something. I ain't been wrong too many times. I've been wrong some, but I've been, you know why? Prompting of the Holy Spirit. That's why. Prompting of the Holy Spirit. Do you guys have that kind of communication? I'm not trying to make myself holier than thou. Have you guys learned to hear his voice? Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. So evidently, it's possible for us to hear the voice of God. My sheep hear my voice, and another voice they will not hear. Now listen, that word hear means comprehend and understand. It doesn't mean hear, like I hear the door slam or I hear an alarm go off. No. My sheep hear and process my voice. And another voice they won't hear in process. The Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. And you better understand this. I don't care who you are dealing with. If they are not saved and under the unction of the Holy Spirit, you can't always trust what they're going to say. You can't always. Now, a lot of times when I come here in the morning, I'll bring something that's kind of edgy. And I may say to you, you know, I don't know about this. I don't know about this, but boy, it sure does line up. It sure lines up, man. I don't know. Oh, I got so much stuff I want to talk about today. Destruction of boundaries. That's what it's all about. I told my wife when I came down today, I want to talk about chivalry. Let me play this for you. Play Pete Hegseth. Look, I'm not a vulgar guy, but I know how to cuss. I know what every cuss word means, and I know this. Are you looking at me right now? Every non-Christian man understands harsh language. Every non-Christian man understands harsh language. And I'll be gut honest with you. Sometimes in private, I use harsh language. Would anybody give me a thumbs up? Bible says, don't let any corrupt communication come out of your mouth. That don't have anything to do with saying the F word or whatever. That doesn't have to do. Corrupt communication is lies. Let lies come out of your mouth. That's corrupt. That's corrupt communication, folks. How many times are you involved in corrupt communication? Or all around you, people are lying to you. So then we get some people with harsh language and Christians. Oh, I would really like him if he's so crass. Really? Harsh language can ruin your witness. I get that. I use harsh language. If I'm sitting around with, well, those guys that came this weekend, Dave Allison and Blake and the guys, I hate to tell you this, I bet some of those guys used some harsh language. Why? Because they were just around friends, and they understood that something, I'm talking about men here, some things, some languages, only men understand. They feel it. I try not to use harsh language around women. Chivalrous. I'm going to get into that in a minute. Oh, they're going crazy over this. Pete Hegseth. Look what Pete Hegseth said here. Play this, 17 seconds. Oh, they're going to come after him. The women are coming after him. Sorry, go ahead.
No more pronouns. No more climate change obsession. No more emergency vaccine mandates. No more dudes in dresses. We're done with that shit. No more.
Ah, anybody say amen? Anybody say amen?
Boom.
That's it, isn't it? Hey, Vinny, we're done with that crap, aren't we? Aren't we done with that crap?
Absolutely. Oh. Just ridiculous.
Okay, so word of war. And if you don't understand word of war, oh my goodness. Okay. Just taking a deep breath. Because a lot of people don't, they're turned off by the show because I'm harsh. Let me tell you something. Passive don't win in football coaching. Passive don't win. You're gonna be a successful football coach. You gotta let those boys know who's boss. And sometimes to let them know who's boss, you got to speak harsh language. Let me ask you a question. Will you go to church? Harsh language appreciated? Will you have a bunch of women hanging to you? Oh! That's why men won't come to Christ. Because what real men, as I had a guy tell me one time, Coach, I don't want to give up my balls. See, some of you, Coach shouldn't talk. Well, that's what he said. That's what he saw. He saw Christianity as effeminate. And if I was the devil, I'd do everything I could to make Christianity look weak. Somebody give me a boom. Benny, you're the best boomer. Boom. If I was the devil, I would do everything I could to make Christianity look weak. that somehow submissive surrender glorifies the Lord. I'm going to get into some of that here this morning.
He succeeded.
Go ahead. Come on. Come on in, Kevin. What did you say?
He succeeded.
He succeeded. Yeah, he succeeded. See, they don't like Trump. I don't, look, I'm not, this ain't about defending Trump because he's a man. He's a man. Can you believe some of the things President Trump says to people to their face? Can you believe some of the things he says to those reporters to their face? Now, that turns off some women and soft men. I kind of like it myself. I kind of like it when Pete Hegseth says, we ain't dealing with that shit. I kind of like it. Okay. So when the Bible says, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, it ain't talking about dirty language. Although, come on, you get it. You get it. I don't cuss around women. My wife. Just kidding. All right. So is it possible for you guys? Is it possible for you to dream? You might want to write this down. Dream with your eyes open. Huh? That's what I want to do. I want to dream with my eyes open. What was it Robert F. Kennedy said? Some men dream dreams and ask why. I dream dreams and ask why not. Right? So, because here's where it is. Where we are heading, we don't know. I believe this. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I believe there's going to be rough financial times before things smooth out. Would you all agree with that? One of the issues we're going to have to deal with is when it starts to hurt us, as Chad would say, when our mailbox starts to get hit. We're going to have to fight the reaction to whine and moan and complain. I don't mind if you hit Betty's mailbox, but that hit mine, right? And so we want the government to get cleaned up. And yet, sorry, Betty, not talking about you. We want to cut some VA benefits. Betty said, oh, no, anything but that. Right? That's the way it is. We want to cut educational. Oh, no. We need to cut some welfare. Oh, no. Right? Because why? Because there's so much corruption in the midst of it that all of us are going to have to suffer a little bit. And I want you to know that it's probably going to get worse before it gets better. Probably is. I believe there's a financial collapse coming. And I don't know if money's going to be Bitcoin. I don't know if money's going to be gold, silver. I'm going to tell you what it ain't going to be. It ain't going to be that floppy little $1 bill I got laying around here I always keep with me. Oh, there it is. Huh? That's Monopoly. It's already Monopoly, and we're soon going to know it's Monopoly. They're going to say it's Monopoly. And so some tough times are coming. And I would encourage all of you again, store some food. A lot of people are going to lose their jobs, probably. China's all ticked off because we're putting tariffs on them. Trump's putting the squeeze on them. Folks, China has to ship stuff to America. We're the largest consumer in the world. China cannot survive without us. So when President Trump says, we're going to put tariffs on you, and they scream and holler, say, we ain't going to pay him, it's a joke. Because if they can't ship it to America, their goods aren't going to... I'm sorry, I'm kind of dancing all over the place. I want you to understand, if you're watching this, you're ahead of most people. With what's going on and what you understand, none of us know how this thing's going to play out, but you are ahead of most people. That's what I want to try to dive into today a little bit. Although Vinny wants to get in and Gina wants to get in. And then I'm coming back with some more. Go ahead, Gina. Go ahead, Vinny.
Okay, so I mentioned yesterday about Henry Ford. Ford, he reversed the process of a slaughterhouse in order to make cars. In doing that, he gave a job to everybody, pretty much anybody except for amputees and people in iron lungs. Okay, anyone can participate to help make those cars. This is what they want to take away from us. See, we'll become idle and lazy being able to point and do things all the time, right? Yeah. And not really be able to deal with things. This is it's a harbinger for mankind's fall if we fall for that.
So Vinny, here's the truth. I'm 72 years old. I think that's the truth. And I have we have three children. They're all married, and they're lucky because they've all purchased a house. You understand, the kid in high school right now, if things continue the way they're going, will not be able to purchase a house. A house will be out of the reach of the average American. Now, we have to ask ourselves, are we willing to sacrifice a little bit of our easy life so that the future of our children and grandchildren might be better? That's really where we are. We are the most we're the most selfish generation in the history of the world. We are. And so, I was driving around. I was looking at I drove by a house the other day. I thought, hey, gee, that'd be a great investment. I wasn't going to buy it. But I'm thinking out loud, man, that'd be a good investment. $275,000. What is that? How does the average person buy that? Car. What's the cost of a new car? Our daughter, Maggie and her husband are on vacation. They rented a van. It was a nice van. Anybody know what the cost of that van was? If you wanted to buy, I went online and checked to buy that van. Anybody know what it would cost? Yeah, you're right. $85,000 to buy a car. Friends, our kids, the American dream isn't going to be there. And so we need some belt tightening. We need some, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Gino, come on in.
Yeah, Coach, I hope I can explain what I want to really explain and people listen, because they keep complaining about the tariffs. You know, we've been parrying the other country's tariffs all along with the income.
That's right.
And they can't understand it. But they're forcing Lee to take people's money every month out of their paycheck to pay those tariffs. But would you not rather pay a little more for your product than pay your income tax that they force you to pay?
Come on, Gino.
Because if I go to a store and if I think that product is too high, I can decide not to buy it.
That's right.
I don't have to pay it. But they force you to pay the income tax is what they're saying, which is unlawful, illegal, and there's no law requiring us to do that.
Okay, so ready? Hey, Spencer, you ready? Let me see how quick you are on the draw. You ready, folks? You ain't going to believe this. Hey, Spencer, Google Coca-Cola government subsidies. Huh? You guys think I'm kidding, yeah? Coca-Cola government subsidy. You're not going to believe it. Coca-Cola, where is it? No, show more. Go up. Coca-Cola, nope, keep going. Keep going. It's news. It just broke. Doge News. I should have had it. Coca-Cola is getting like $18 billion a year. Huh? A claim that Congress subsidized Coca-Cola to the tune of $10 billion per year has been circulated. What? Oh, yeah. Yeah. We are subsidizing Coca-Cola. It ought to be free. Get it off the screen. I don't want to get bogged down on this, okay? I don't want to get that. The shots weren't safe. I told you that. Pull up Republicans against Doge. Pull that up, Spencer. I didn't give it a number. Huh? Hey, folks. Why aren't Republicans for Doge? Republican, Democrat, huh? I don't know who this lady is. Go ahead, Plex. 2 minutes, 37 seconds. 26 Republicans voted against codifying Doge. 26 Republicans are not for Doge. Why would that be, I wonder? Did you guys see that President Trump got the approval from the Supreme Court to investigate Congress, meaning Nancy Pelosi? Did you guys see that? Did they see that? They got permission. The Supreme Court said, oh, yeah, yeah, you can audit them. Folks, this ain't Democrat. This ain't Republican, good Democrat, bad. Go ahead and play it.
Hi, I just wanted to remind you that the only way that U.S. workers are going to do anything to curtail or to stop all of the fraud and corruption that DOGE has found out that's been going on in Washington, D.C., is to expose the perpetrators. We know all of this money has been stolen from our U.S. U.S. agencies. So look at this. These Republicans, Senator Lindsey Graham, Senator Barrasco, Senator Capito, Senator Cassidy, Senator Collins, Senator Cramer, Senator Crapo, Senator Fisher, Senator Grassley, Senator Hovind, Senator Hyde Smith, Senator Lankford, Senator McConnell, Senator McCormick, Senator Moran, Senator Mullen, Senator Murkowski, Senator Ricketts, Senator Rounds, Senator Scott, Senator Sullivan, Senator Thune. And that is so troubling because Senator Thune is the Senate Majority Leader. Senator Tillis, Senator Wicker, Senator Young. All of these senators voted against codifying DOGE's foreign spending cuts. And I'm going to tell you why that's so important. We found out that all of this money that was sent to foreign agencies that did not qualify for the money, $2.7 trillion, and all of those 26 Republicans, along with every Democrat, voted that they would not stop those payments. That is so
treason.
Important.
Treason. The U.S. Treasury couldn't account for $4.7 trillion in payments. I'm reading what's up there. Medicare sent $2.7 trillion overseas to people who weren't even eligible.
Boom.
Pentagon lost track of $2.5 trillion. Social Security was sending $100 billion a year to people with no verifiable identity. The Department of Education blew $50 billion a year pushing gender ideology on kids. Folks, this ain't just a Democrat thing. This is a government thing. This is government at its worst. Go ahead. Click it.
As an American worker, the workers, this is our money. It is not their money. They think it's okay to create NGOs that no one has ever heard about, and the money comes right back to where? Those people, their families, and their
friends.
Reason.
So, initial survey of unemployment insurance claims since 2020 revealed the following. 24,500 people over 115 years old have claimed $59 million in Social Security benefits. 28,000 people between 1 and 5 years old claimed $254 million in benefits. And 9,700 people with birth dates over 15 years in the future claimed $69 million in benefits. And in one case, someone with a birthday in 2,154 claimed $41,000 in benefits. Go ahead.
Every American worker, you should make your own video, tell your families, tell your friends. That
okay, get her off. I want to move on. You get it, right, folks? You get it? That's why both sides are screaming against it, because you better know this. The Republicans are getting their pockets lined as well, and they do not want an investigation. They raise your taxes, your property taxes, gas taxes, taxes. Why? Because there's no control for it. And then they're dumb enough to say, well, Elon Musk is just trying to get rich. I don't even know how to answer. I don't know how to answer that. Huh? People can't buy houses. Young people can't buy houses. And they think Elon Musk is trying to get rich. Unbelievable. Johnny, come on in. I'm not done.
Yeah.
I'm just getting started.
And to add to that, everyone, and I'm sure you already know this, but this is a point in time we're at right now, the delicacy of where we are. I believe that if we don't nip this in the bud now, we're never going to do it. People need to be accountable for this. I'm worried about that Pam Bondi because it seems like she's getting kind of soft. But I'm saying if this administration doesn't start hammering down and making people accountable and people going to prison for the fraud for our money. It's our money.
Johnny, you know what I saw today, Johnny? You guys sitting down? They think the Epstein files have been destroyed. Yeah. They think the Epstein files have been destroyed. Why?
So what do we do? What are we going to do, people?
Nothing. Nothing. Pray for the rapture. Pray for the rapture. Come on in, Jeff. Hang on. Hey, unbelievable. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, here's what I'm doing right now. This is kind of a, I guess it's kind of a sign. I'm just going to try and make hay while the sun shines, because right now, I just got the BMV report yesterday for last month. Every month, they come out with a full month report. Last month in Knox County, there were 725 units sold. Cars, boats, four-wheelers, whatever, motorcycles. 700, and usually in the county, it's only about 450 or 500. I've had the best 2 months in Trump's first 100 days, and I have in 4 years of Biden.
Is that right?
I've been ready to go under for 4 years. Now, all of a sudden, I'm selling more cars in the last 60 days than I have in the last 4 years. But
what do you think it is, Jeff?
Because they're hanging on. And most of these, when you look at the report, like Mount Vernon Chevy and the Mount Vernon Chrysler dealership, there's only like 20 new cars and 46 used. So they're moving the used inventory. I talked to them over at Chevy. Yeah.
People can't afford a new one, Jeff. That's why.
Yeah. So I've talked to him. I said, hey, over at Mount Vernon Chevy, talked to old Bukowski boy over there. I said, what are you guys doing with the used units? You still send them the auction? Oh, no. He said, we're selling all of them. I said, well, when this goes away and you got all these used vehicles piling up, keep me in mind. But I'm getting what I can get right now, selling them. So here's the theory. I was talking to a guy yesterday. Think about it. Talking to Chip Street, which he's pretty financially on the money. He said, think about it. When they don't take our income tax out of all these people's checks, think how many cars you're going to sell then. I said, oh, man. Because what they take, average person loses $1,000 a month out of their four
payments. We don't even realize that. Give it, Jeff.
So that's what we're waiting on. But then all of a sudden, mechanic comes in yesterday. He said, hey, you're Facebook famous today. I said, what now? Because there's 100, 150 of them idiots up there on the square lying. Now they're blasting me on Facebook. I haven't even been up here with them idiots. Oh, that car salesman, he's nothing but an a-hole coming up there in the square. So it's like, oh, my goodness. They just.
But Jeff, see, the thing is, Christians ought to buy from you. Folks, are you hearing me out there, folks? You're looking for a car? Get it from Jeff Klein. Get it from Jeff Klein. That's support those who support us, right? He said, well, I'm going to go over here because I'll save $500 on this one. Well, yeah. Give Jeff come on. Thanks, Jeff. Glenn. That's interesting to know.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. So in addition to what you just said about the Republicans and the Democrats, so Trump is trying to get a guy by the name of Ed Martin to be passed as the U.S. attorney for D.C. He's only temporary right now. But Ed Martin is another attack dog that Trump wants as the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. But the Republicans, namely Tom Tillis in North Carolina, is resisting.
Mm-hmm.
And they're slow walking, and they're going to try to run out the clock, because if they don't, if he's not approved by the end of May, he doesn't get in.
Uh-huh.
So it's the Republicans that are, again, holding things up. But here's what I found out. Here's something you can do. There's an app that you can download on your phone. It's called Bill Blaster app. All right. It gives you all the phone numbers of all the senators and Congress people in Congress. So you can call and express your concerns about any issue. So get the app, Bill Blaster app.
Put it in the chat. Put it in the chat. Thanks, okay. Glenn. Wes.
Hey, good morning, Coach. I don't know if you guys had heard, but apparently James O'Keefe is going to be dropping some big bombshells today that are going to be so damning.
That's right. He's hiding. He's worried about being killed. It's so damning.
So I would just say, let's pray for the guy and his family and his whistleblowers and his team. And let's hope that it's enough to send someone to jail finally.
Amen, baby. Amen. Amen. So here's the truth. I wanted to get into chivalry today. It's already half past. I don't know if I'm going to have time to do that. I'll get into some of it a little bit. Folks, we're least like the Lord when we're cowardly. We are least like the Lord when we are cowardly. If you were to look at the image of Christ, he was probably, not probably, next to John the Baptist, the most courageous man who ever lived, probably. Now, that's saying a lot, because there's been a lot of men who went to their death in the wars and all that stuff. Courage, courage, courageous, courageous men. And what they've done to us over the past however many years, is courage a virtue anymore? Is courage a virtue that they're teaching in our schools? Somebody asked me a long time, well, my wife, about 20 years ago. She said, honey, what do you want on your tombstone? Hey, Gene, think about it. Hey, Gene, what do you want on your tombstone? Wes, Lynn, a little spoon on your tombstone. And just out of the blue, this is about 10 years ago. If I ask Michelle right now, call mom. She and I have not had this discussion. Let's see if she picks up.
Mobile.
Hang on, this is worth it. If she picks up, I don't know. She's always up there working around doing something. Michelle, you and I have not had this conversation. Tell them what's going to be on my tombstone.
Here lies a dangerous man.
Love you, honey. Here lies a dangerous man. You want to be dangerous? You want to be dangerous? I want to be dangerous. I want to be dangerous to the devil. Here lies a dangerous man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I could go on and on. I could ride horse on that one. So pull up, be dangerous. Dream and pull that up there real quick. Look, folks, if you're here, Spencer, you can put it at about 1.5 speed, okay? Huh? Hey, guys, let's be dangerous. Let's be dangerous. Paul says, be careful, could get you killed. Yeah, I know it could. I know it could. That's their plan. Why do you think they arrested all those guys on J6? They don't want any dangerous men. How do we win without courage? How do we advance the kingdom without courage? Jesus said, you're going to be hated of all men. He said, they hated me first. You're going to be dangerous. When you tell them the truth, go ahead, play it. 1.5 speed. They're going to hate you, boys and girls. If you are a Christian man in particular, and you stand up and you speak the truth, you are going to be hated from both sides. Both sides. Play it.
Mean to be dangerous. Not reckless, not violent, not threatening others with your ego or your muscles. But dangerous in the way a lion is quiet before it strikes. Dangerous in the way a storm is silent before it shakes the earth. Dangerous because you've mastered the one battlefield that matters most, your mind. Too many people confuse danger with aggression. But true danger, real danger, is self-control sharpened by experience. It's the man or woman who has trained themselves to endure when everything around them says quit. It's the one who could dominate, but chooses instead to discipline themselves. Because being dangerous is not about hurting others. It's about being ready for the moment life tries to hurt you. Yes, you should be a monster. But only a monster who has been tamed, trained, and mastered. If you have no strength, no fire, no edge, what will you do when the storm hits? What will you do when life presses you against the wall and demands to know who you really are? You've got to build resilience. Not the kind that shows off in public, but the kind that survives silently in private. This life, this calling, will demand more of you than comfort ever could. You won't always win on the first try. You won't always succeed with your first swing. But resilience says, I belong here. Resilience says, I will get up again. Resilience says, this is not the end of me. You were not born to be harmless. You were born to be powerful, to control that power with integrity and wisdom. Because no one respects a person who has no fire in them. No one follows a person who can't face pain and still move forward. This is your life, my friend. And when it's over, what will your story be? That you played it safe, or that you owned your destiny with both hands? There will always be giants in your path, obstacles that look impossible, fear that whispers lies into your soul. But don't wish for the storm to pass. Pray to become strong enough to walk through it.
Amen.
Don't avoid the pain. Grow through it. It's not the size of the obstacle that defines your future. It's the strength of your will to overcome it. You are fighting for something bigger than yourself. You're fighting for your legacy, your family, your name. So ask yourself, what are you running from? And more importantly, what are you running toward? Your dream must be owned, not borrowed, not rented, not copied. Ownership creates power. And once you own that dream, nothing and no one can take it away from you. A dangerous person is someone who knows who they are. Someone who has wrestled with their darkness and turned it into discipline. Someone who has sweat in silence and built strength in solitude. Someone who does not quit when it gets hard, but gets sharper when the heat rises. Until you discover your value, the life you were meant to live will keep slipping through your fingers. The enemy hopes you never realize this, that you never see yourself as powerful, capable, worthy of the best that life has to offer. But once you do, once you awaken to who you really are, nothing can stop you. You've already tasted what it feels like to fall, to quit, to sit back and settle. But now, it's time to taste something different. Now, it's time to feel what it's like to rise. To rise with all you have and more than you thought was left. The world won't get easier, but you can get stronger. The path won't get smoother, but your stride can get steadier. Run toward your calling. Run toward your dream. Run toward the vision that was placed deep inside of you. Because those who change the world don't just dream with their eyes closed. They wake up and build the world they saw in their mind. And they do it every single day until the world around them looks exactly like the one they imagined. So I dare you, become dangerous, not because you destroy, but because you refuse to be destroyed. This is Praetorian motivation, and the mission has just begun.
Boom.
And now Praetorians.
Boom. Boom. Put that in the chat, of course. Dangerous. Be dangerous. Be dangerous. I took some solace in me. I took some solace in because I get frustrated. Personally, I get frustrated because I know that the message that I have touches the heart of men. Men, I know that. It touches the heart of Christian men, real Christian men. It does. And I get frustrated because I don't get an avenue to speak to them, to speak to those men. And I realize why. I'm dangerous. I'm dangerous. Huh? I come into church and speak to the men. That's dangerous, man. The pastor spent all his time setting the church the way he wants it to be, following the rule, yada, 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 letting women run the church and bring a guy like me in. That'd be dangerous, wouldn't it? That's where we are, friends. We need dangerous men. We need dangerous men. Sissies don't make good coaches. Cowardly men don't make good coaches. Cowardly men don't make good pastors. Jeff, come on back in.
Coach, that sounds exciting.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second. Spencer, yes. While he's doing that, look up Teddy Roosevelt on courage. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jeff.
That sounds just exactly like the chat would be in a locker room before you take the field.
Amen.
But yet them stinking Christians are okay with you chatting to their boys in the locker room about that, but don't dare come in here and tell us that.
Amen. Amen. That's exactly what it is. Hey, Spencer, put it, it's the critic that counts. It's not the critic that counts. That's what Teddy Roosevelt said. It's not the critic that counts. There it is. There it is. Quote by Teddy Roosevelt. Good reads. Just read it. It's not the critic who counts. It's not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles. where the doer of deeds could have done it better. Now, the credit belongs to the man who's actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust, sweat, and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, comes up short again and again, because there's no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who, at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place will never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. That's a Christian anthem right there, boys and girls. Those who shall at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. How many cowardly, passive Christian men do you see wasting away all around you, in your men's group, in your church? All right. God, I feel this deeply. I feel it so deep. Pull up for me here. I'm not going to. Where is it? Number nine. Pull up number nine. See if that's what I want. Hang on, Dale. Click on show more. Chivalry in its original form was a code for medieval knights emphasizing honor, bravery, and courtesy. By the way, folks, are you looking at me? Feminism killed chivalry. I still open the door for my wife. I still demand our son, men around us, treat their women with dignity. Today, it often refers to polite and courteous behavior, especially toward women, sometimes even being used to describe and overprotect old-fashioned speech. Here are the key elements of chivalry, and ask yourself if this is being taught in our culture today, or have we been overrun by the women's movement? It is so bad that men are competing in women's sports, and there ain't a man anywhere other than Donald Trump who said, that's going to stop. That is going to stop. So here are the key aspects of historical bravery. And ask yourself, is this you? I'm speaking to the men mainly. Is this you? And is your church promoting this? Number one, knights were expected to be courageous and proficient in combat. Number two, loyalty. They were obligated to be loyal to their lord, their family, and their friends. Generosity. They were expected to be generous with their possessions and their resources. Courtesy and respect. Chivalry included showing courtesy to others, especially women. A chivalrous person protects the weak. Knights were also expected to defend the vulnerable and the oppressed. Religious piety. Chivalry was often intertwined with religious beliefs, with knights often taking vows and participating in religious ceremonies. In other words, there shouldn't be anybody in Congress who is not chivalrous towards the things of God. That should be a quality. You should not be able to be elected to office without having those things. And instead, we see men in particular elected to office to get what they can get out of it. Dale.
Well, hallelujah, Coach. I think maybe go back to my little chat that picture I sent you 2 days ago. So it's going to be right up there. These are real pastors, right? And this is why we have sissified men in churches, is that picture that I sent you a couple days ago.
Email it, did you email
it? I sent it. No. It was a text message. Text message, Coach. And while you're doing that, I want to go back to the beginning. I'm not trying to distract on this. There's a difference. There's a biblical difference between cussing and cursing.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Right then. So if you think that when Israel went out on the battlefield, or when David was slewing that with the giant, you think that he was saying, look at me, guys, look at me. I promise you, there were things coming out of some of these people's mouths that you wouldn't want to hear, because there's a difference between cussing and cursing.
Amen.
You see that picture that I sent you, Coach?
I'm working on it right now, man.
Those are real pastors. The one that's in the pink sweater, that's of I think Elevation Church. Okay, see this is the problem in the pulpits in America.
Amen. I'm trying to get on my. I hate my cell phone sometimes. This would be one of those times.
No, we just hate these phones.
There it is. Okay, folks, I'm gonna. Why is that coming up there? Why is that coming up there? I'll get it, Dale. I'll get it. Come on in, Jeff Klein, while I'm finding it.
Coach, you'll probably remember this. It was about 6 or 7 years ago. You just pulled up all these things on chivalry, the bravery, loyalty, generosity, courage, respect, protection of the weak, religious piety. Do you remember Pastor Bill and I and John Freshwater and two other men come up with the pastor? It was on Pastor Bill's heart to form that Gospel Knights.
Yeah.
We actually issued swords to each of us. I still got the sword. Yeah. It was engraved on the Gospel Knights, and this is what he was teaching. You know that we all
men fled from it, Jeff.
Yeah. Oh, we had five of us, and the other 40 or 50 men in the church, not one would participate with us. Okay. It was crazy.
Why is that? Why is that? Because they're cowardly at heart.
Amen.
Hey, Spencer, I just sent you that picture, so pull that thing up. They're cowardly at heart. See, folks, we don't emphasize courage as a masculine trait anymore. We don't. I can't imagine me now. We had our daughter Abby I've told you this story before. She was a softball player at Hillsdale College. She was good. Played 4 years, started 4 years at Hillsdale College. Our daughter Maggie was a center fielder, started 4 years at Marietta College. And I can't tell you the rage I would have had if some dude came out and tried to take either one of my daughter's jobs. A dude playing girls softball. And you look around the spectrum of America, are pastors saying anything about it? Are church leaders, are government officials saying anything about it? No. Donald Trump comes out and says, from now on, male, female. That's it. And can I tell you something? A lot of the sissy Christians think that's mean. They don't even understand. Dale sent me that. Pastors, our churches aren't reaching men. These are pastors. Who would follow these guys? Other than the women.
Women, sissified men, neutered men,
because see, they don't know. Folks, we can't even get people to tune into Coach Dave Live. It's too harsh for them. It's too hard. Hey, Glenn, you out there, Glenn? You out there, Glenn?
Yes, sir.
I know Glenn's working hard, man, to try to make his church masculine. What are you fighting, Glenn? What are you up against at your church that they don't want masculine men?
They just don't want to ruffle anybody's feelings. Now that was the church I was going to. All right. I am now infiltrating another church. I call it the grunge church. This is an inner city church. I'm really excited because they're about to form a men's ministry and they asked me to be part of the leadership. So it's a lot of young guys, and there's just a few older guys. So we're going to see how that, but I'm excited and I'm hoping for the best, and I think we can do something.
Ohio Brett, are you out there, Ohio Brett? Sometimes he has to listen on delay. I don't know if he's out there. I'm scrolling now, see if you're out there, Brett. Ohio Brett, I'm going to make him mad. He's not in. It's okay. I'll get him in here tomorrow, maybe. Hey, folks, can I tell you something? Let me ask you a question. Where in the hell? See, there I go using that word. Where in the hell is the Fellowship of Christian Athletes in the culture war? Help me out here. Aren't our athletes, for the most part, the strongest, most proficient men in America? Our jocks, our athletes. Tim Tebow. Can I tell you something? I love Tim Tebow. Nothing against Tim. What a sissy message Tim Tebow preaches. Tim Tebow could organize a battalion of warriors in the cultural war. And he won't. Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Sissy, sissified Christian men. There I said it. There I said it. I'm going to give Brett hell for not being in there this morning. Come on in, Judah. Judah, you know I'm telling you the truth, right? That's why, look, they don't like me yelling. They don't like me yelling. Hey, Jeff, you like me yelling, don't you? Real men, I think, like me yelling.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing. You know, it shows, you know, people that there's fatherly figures that have a stance and they won't be moved. It's an authoritative perspective.
That's right.
And people
over need my dead body, right, Jed?
Exactly. I was gonna
talk about. I know that. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna comment. Is you know, you're showing these pastors who are, you know, wearing flowery colors and doing all this stuff, and there's also the movement of female pastors and putting them in the spotlight and making them the authority figure, or putting them in office is authority.
Which is in direct opposition to the gospel, the command of the gospel, is it not? Women are not pastors.
I'm all about people. You know, women have a place in the world too, and they can preach the Bible too. However, here's a stark reality: they're pushing this agenda. You can also follow the agenda, and I saw it firsthand because at Faith Life Church, everything that Gary did mimicked Star Trek. No, hold on a second. His favorite character was Star Trek. At Halloween, he'd dress up like Spock. At Halloween, or the captain, or and I'm not. This isn't about him, but at the church recently, they painted a mural on the side of the church with an astronaut, and I wanted to ask, well, who and what was the funding to paint a mural of an astronaut on the side of a church? Where is the correlation here? And so
Katy Perry becomes one.
They do all the videos for them shooting off in spaceships into outer space and going to Mars and going to all these other places and doing all this stuff. This was propaganda that was served from their pulpit time after time, and I'd always scratch my head, what the heck is going on here? And then there's a relationship with Katy Perry and their family. Yep. And them going to parties and their kids hanging out with Katy Perry. This is documented stuff. Oh, what's going on here? And then you see Katy Perry shoot off into outer space and this dragon. Amen.
All fake.
But the point is the illusion of NASA, the funding of NASA, the dollars allocated that were stolen and robbed from the people, and these people start put out this agenda. It's the illusion. It's the magic show. And when people understand it, what it is, it's a distraction from what the Bible is. It's a distraction from the corners of the earth. That's what it is. And their fascination of getting out of here and doing this is that rapture topic.
Mm.
And so it's anyways, I just thought I'd mention that because there's a couple things that are in here that people, they're like, oh, what are they doing? No, these things are all connected.
They're all connected.
This is that group.
The infiltration, right? Invasion, infiltration. Not an evil man crept in unaware, changed the truth of God into a lie, worshiped the creature more than the creator. I hate to tell you this. I don't think we need women astronauts. Why would Why would listen to me? Why would any masculine man allow a woman to go into the dangers of space?
I bet you Tom Tillis would let it.
I bet he would. Huh? I would never let them shoot my wife up in a rocket. I'll go in her place. But you're not gonna put my wife in that danger. Oh man, I'm making some enemies. No, I'm not. Right? Right? Come on. We can talk straight, can't we? Here we're Christians. What does God say? He made them male and female. They're male. I got a whole bunch of stuff I ain't even gonna get to yet. He made them male and female. And he made them different. And ever since I've been alive, since the women's movement launched, they've been doing everything they can to sissify men. Sissify men. Daryl, come on in.
Hey, Coach, you mentioned where's FCA and all of this. Saw a video yesterday on the Ole Miss Athletic website. And athletes on there, obviously Big Pharma now is getting in the NIL game.
Yeah.
So you got the athletes coming out talking about trust the experts and get your vax. So,
oh my goodness,
that's where we are.
Wouldn't you think the Fellowship of Christian Athletes would stand up for men only in men's sports? Wouldn't you think that would be their bailiwick of where they ought to be standing up and speaking? Hell no. You're sissified. Go along to get along. Who are you to judge? Come on, Cal. Go ahead, Glenn. Be dangerous.
Yeah. So something that you said makes me think that.
Your microphone's still open. There you go. Go ahead, Glenn.
Okay. So something you said makes me think. You know, for example, Tim Tebow, and I'm not. You know, he's a good man. I'm not criticizing him. But
I agree with him.
But I have to wonder. These are smart people, so they play to the audience, right? So they know how the church is. And so you have to ask yourself, is this about celebrity status or self-gratification? Because they adjust their message to the audience rather than preach the truth. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm being, as you said that, do me a favor. Hey, Spencer, real quickly. I'm sorry, Glenna.
Yes, no problem. Hey, Judd, that church sounds like a New Age church. Just saying.
So Tim Tebow, pull up for me, Night to Shine. Pull that up, Spencer. Look, I love Tim Tebow, okay? God bless Tim Tebow. God bless him. My wife just last week went to a national event that Tim Tebow puts on called Night to Shine. Can you find that, Spencer? We can go at Tim Tebow Foundation. Tim Tebow Foundation. Put Night to Shine. NIGHT, Night to Shine. There it is. Okay. Tim Tebow Foundation. God bless Tim Tebow. Here's this nationwide event. This is going to sound harsh. Okay. And this is Tim Tebow doing an event for children with Down syndrome. And it is so noble. That is so noble. But can I tell you something? That is so womanly. Do you have any idea what Tim Tebow, the masculine men Tim Tebow could be leading? Do you have any idea how many men would get in line behind Tim Tebow? God bless him for doing this. I taught handicapped children. It ain't even about that. It ain't even about that. I'm going to tell you something. We need testosterone oozing Christian men more than anything in the world. Lord, pray, give us strong, testosterone filled, godly, courageous men. In Jesus' name. See you tomorrow.